Good morning. This is Politics Up Close. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, sitting in for Jeff Robinson. The Mill Creek area on the east bench of the Salt Lake Valley represents about 40% of the unincorporated area of the Salt Lake County. By unincorporated, I mean it's not part of any formal city, at least not yet. This fall, voters in the Mill Creek, East Mill Creek, Olympus Cove, and Canyon Rim neighborhoods will choose either to incorporate into a new Mill Creek city or not, staying a township as the community has been since 2002. Today on the program, we're talking about the future of Mill Creek, the financial equation, the identity question, and what it would mean for Salt Lake County as a whole. Joining me in studio is Nicole Dunn. She is deputy mayor of Salt Lake County. And Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also with us, former state representative Lamont Tyler. He is now with Future of Mill Creek Association, which supports cityhood. And Lamont, good morning to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Also with us, Roger Dudley. He is with the group Against Mill Creek Incorporation, and he's been a resident of East Mill Creek for about 35 years. Roger, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And we'll have links on our website, kcpw.org. Later on in the program, a conversation with Senator Orrin Hatch on his political life, a primary challenge, and why he's running for a sixth term. But first, Mill Creek. How would you feel about an incorporation of this area? Would incorporation of the township affect your business or family? If you live in Mill Creek or in Canyon Rim or East Mill Creek, which way are you leaning? Join us at 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Nicole Dunn, I want to start with you before we get to the arguments for and against. Maybe you can help set the landscape. Mill Creek is on the east bench of Salt Lake County. Where precisely are we talking about? Can you describe what these communities look like and what the boundaries of a new city would look like?
There are four community councils in this area. It's commonly known as Mount Olympus and East Mill Creek and Mill Creek and Canyon Rim. So it's the area between near Holiday, between Holiday and Salt Lake, and between east of Murray. Mm-hmm. To give you a general idea.
Demographically, what does it look like, this area?
You know, it's mostly single family home residents, and it is a fairly traditional population, Salt Lake. And my understanding from the demographic study in the township feasibility study, it is an aging population.
Mm-hmm. The area became a township within Salt Lake County in 2002. Just for the background of our listeners, what exactly does that mean? What's a township?
A township is a form of governance that allows an area to have its own planning commission. So the residents hear the planning and zoning issues at the community council level. The community councils make recommendations to the planning commission, and then planning commissioners from the local community review those issues and make recommendations.
Okay, so it gives planning control, but not taxation or service providing or anything like that. It's just kind of a way to say you can build a building here, but not here.
Yes. So ultimately, the Planning Commission's recommendations do go to the County Council. We have had a few, if any, times when the County Council has actually overridden the local Planning Commission. However, there is not the same level of direct control over the budget of the area that a municipality would have. It is done more as a collective with other townships. The township also was redefined in legislation a few years ago, run by Senator Karen Main, that gave more protections to the township boundaries than they had had in the past. Mm-hmm. And the township form of governance was set to expire, and that was set in legislation as a permanent form of governance.
Mm. The question of whether Mill Creek should become a city has been mulled around for years. And in fact, Salt Lake County hired an outside consultant to look at the feasibility of cityhood for this area. Describe the scope of the study. What questions was the county hoping to answer?
Well, actually, the feasibility study was initiated at the request of citizens who wanted to incorporate. That's how the feasibility study gets initiated, is through a signature process to request a study to look at the feasibility of incorporation. And so the questions that it answers are outlined in state statute in accordance with the incorporation process. And it looked at taxable value, population, the economic base. It looks at sources of revenue. It looks at assumptions for a future budget as a new city. And it primarily looks at the ratio of revenues to expenditures. The incorporation statute states that a newly incorporated city cannot take more than 5% of the revenue that it costs to provide the services. And so that analysis was done, and it did not, the area that was drawn for incorporation did not go over that, they call the 100%, the 105% rule. And so it did meet those requirements. So primarily the feasibility study is to ensure that it meets the requirements of incorporation under the state statute.
Not exactly a recommendation, yes, you should incorporate, or no, you shouldn't. It doesn't take a position like that, but it does say that it's a possibility if you choose to.
Yes. So essentially it says incorporation is feasible. Their main assumption on that is that, not including startup costs and revenue lags, that Mill Creek's revenue expenditure ratio starts at 100%, drops to 98% over the next five-year period if they contract for services. If they don't contract for services, the revenue to expenditure ratio starts at 95% and drops to 93% over the next 5 years. And so it really just outlines the basic facts and allows the residents to make the decision from there.
Speaking with Nicole Dunn, she is Deputy Mayor of Salt Lake County. Also with us in studio, Roger Dudley. He is with the group Against Mill Creek Incorporation, and Lamont Tyler. He is with the group Future of Mill Creek Association, which supports cityhood. And if you'd like to join us, we're talking about the future of Mill Creek, whether or not Mill Creek residents should vote to incorporate this fall. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Gentlemen, we will circle back to specific arguments as we go, but just generally, Lamont Tyler, I want to start with you. Why do you like the idea of becoming a city? I mean, what would you get from a city that you don't already have as a resident in an unincorporated area?
Well, it was Benjamin Franklin that said the government that's closest to the people governs best. And so a city would be government closer to the people. I think Mr. Dudley and I both agree that on many of the basic issues surrounding this, we both love Mill Creek. We've both lived there for a long time. We've both raised our families there. We both enjoy the sense of community that we have in Mill Creek. We both wish to preserve that. And so the question is how best to preserve it. Those who are involved in the effort to incorporate understand that the status quo is not an option. Things are not going to stay the same as they are. Surrounding cities have indicated an interest in annexing all or part of the Mill Creek area. Salt Lake City, South Salt Lake, and Holiday have all indicated that they are interested in annexing a part of Mill Creek. So if we don't incorporate, our boundaries will not be preserved. Mrs. Dunn said that the bill passed by Senator Maine a few years ago would preserve the boundary, but that protection expires in 2013. So if we don't become a city, the city will be open to annexations from other people.
So your primary concern is not that you're dissatisfied with the service that Salt Lake County is providing residents right now. It's more protectionist in some ways. I mean, you want to preserve this area.
We certainly want to preserve the area. We want it to remain like it is. I think Mr. Dudley would agree with that. But we wish to be able to have our own government to be able to say, to be able to reach the conclusions that we want to reach. I think that that's not the principal reason for incorporating. It's not protectionism, but to preserve our community and to keep the sense of community that we have. If you look at the principal issues surrounding incorporation, it would be taxation, which everybody's interested in. It's well known now that the Mill Creek area exports taxes to the rest of the county. And so if the city of Mill Creek were formed, that would not happen. We would be able to keep the taxes that are generated in our area for services in our own community. We would be able to control our own destiny. Right now, the municipal government for the Mill Creek area is the county council. None of the members of the county council lives in Mill Creek. None of the members of the county council live in any of the unincorporated areas of Salt Lake County. One of the examples that incensed people a year or two ago was when the county council imposed a police fee on the unincorporated parts of the county. None of those who voted for that live in the unincorporated areas, and yet they imposed that police fee. It so incensed the citizens that the legislature outlawed that, and then the county council promptly transferred that to the property tax. So that's an example of the kind of things that happens when you don't have government that is responsive to the people. And we think that a city government would be much more responsive. The mayor and city council would live in the city of Mill Creek. They would be our neighbors. They would have their interests would be our interests. And we could call them up. We could knock on their door. And they would be responsive to the voters.
We'll get to some of these specifics as we go. But I want to turn to you, Roger Dudley. Tell us why you do not support incorporation for the Mill Creek Township. You know, what's wrong with getting a seat at the table, formalizing control over the many issues that cities deal with?
Well, thank you. I believe we have those rights right now. We certainly have a seat at the table. We can pick up the phone. We can send an email. We certainly have a seat at the table at any level of government. That is our way of practicing democracy. So I think it's a little bit of a myth and a fairy tale to think that just because someone lives within two blocks or five blocks, we're going to have more access. In fact, I think to the contrary, that access may become very biased. And could be quite damaging. Now we have a healthy relationship. Any citizen within these four communities can call and speak with any employee, staff member, county council person, and mayor's office without any obstruction. We have done that. We know many people that have done that over the years. To your question, why against incorporation? Supporting a survey that was done about the time this current incorporation movement got started, a survey prepared by the University of Utah on behalf of the mayor's office. The University of Utah contracted Dan Jones and Associate, and there were multiple key points that came. But I'd like to highlight a couple and now support that survey with the facts from the feasibility study. In that survey, if we combine the mail-in response and the telephone survey, 65% of the residents in Mill Creek said, let's stay as we are, and we will not vote for incorporation. Only 15% opted for incorporation. A fairly loud voice, in our opinion, and things to a certain degree with the economic downturn have gotten worse, and the position hasn't been mitigated by any stretch of the imagination. The financial viability, and I appreciate Mrs. Dunn's explanation regarding state statute definition of feasibility. While it's true, the feasibility study indicates this proposed new city is feasible, it's only feasible because the revenues do not exceed expenses. And in fact, over the five-year period, expenses exceed revenue. For the group that's against incorporation, it's all about the finances and the economics of providing the same services. While Lamont indicates, and I don't know if it's factually correct, this idea of importing revenue from Mill Creek, what is factually correct from the feasibility study, the consultants analyze the tax base that's currently being generated within the boundaries of this city. And that analysis shows there is insufficient revenue, sales tax and property tax revenue, to meet the expenses of this new city. Mm. It doesn't deduct any number of the revenue that's being currently or proposed is leaving the township. That is a myth, and we hope that residents in the township will look at the here and now, the situation, the current economic environment, and the feasibility study is extremely confident, even to the extent the incorporators had a chance to waive their right to accept the feasibility study. A couple of weeks ago, when the signatures were filed for the final petition under state statute, the five incorporators had a right to ask the county for a new feasibility study or a revision. On the public record, all five have waived that right. Therefore, we almost assume they accept the results of the feasibility study, which shows these operating losses into the millions of dollars over the next 5 years. And that's before we start to talk about startup costs and how do we get this city going, which I hope we'll have a chance to talk about.
We will certainly get into the money question as we go. Roger Dudley is with the group against Mill Creek Incorporation, and Lamont Tyler is with the future of Mill Creek Association, which supports cityhood. Also with us, Deputy Mayor Nicole Dunn of Salt Lake County. We're talking about Mill Creek and the prospect of incorporation. The issue will go to voters this fall. If you'd like to join us with questions or comments about the future of Mill Creek Township, what it means for the rest of the county, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. We need to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Politics Up Close on KCPW Salt Lake City. Welcome back to Politics Up Close. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce, sitting in for Jeff Robinson. We're talking about Mill Creek and a move to transform the township on the valley's east side to a city. Some say the Canyon Rim, East Mill Creek, Mount Olympus and Mill Creek neighborhoods deserve more control. Others argue cityhood is not needed, and the voters will decide this fall. Today on the program, we're asking what you think. How would a new Mill Creek city affect you, your family, your business, your wallet? If you live in an unincorporated area of the county, like Magna or Kearns, what would this mean for you? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can join us at cityviews at kcpw.org. Let's get our callers in on the conversation. Steve calling from Mill Creek. Steve, hi.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. Go right ahead.
Good.
Go right ahead. You have a question?
Yeah, I had a question. I was just listening to Mr. Dudley, and he was saying that, you know, as a township, we really do have a seat at the table. I disagree with that emphatically. In our councils, we make recommendations only. And two personal areas that I have been involved in the last few years, and I've been living here for over 30 years, we had a concrete plant put up on 215 in East Mill Creek area. And we tried to fight the longevity of the plant and the output of the plant from a safety, from a health issue. I was heavily involved in having that fight. And we, as a township, did not have the legal authority to shut that plant down if it exceeded the toxic emissions. Yet, where that in other cities where a plant went up, they had the legal right to shut them down. We didn't have that. I had to fight through the media to even get the South Salt Lake County to help us fight that issue. we really did not have a seat at the table. Also, in the corridor issue of the 39th South, a plan was initiated where 39th would become a corridor, and we in the area did not like that concept. Well, they wanted the concept from the west side all the way to the east side in the unincorporated. We fought that. We made recommendations. They denied the recommendations, and we had to fight it again. I think we need to govern ourselves. And a question I asked Mr. Dudley, if it financially looked feasible to create the Mill Creek, would he then support it strongly if financially it showed that we could sustain ourselves?
Steve, good points. Thanks very much for the call. Roger Dudley.
First off, it does not. The feasibility study does not show that we're financially viable or feasible. So, you know, it's not my purpose to get into hypotheticals. We have the facts of the feasibility study, and I think we should stand on that. As to those two issues that you raise, first off, it is my understanding that both of those projects were controlled outside of county jurisdiction. UDOT, in fact, was the one proposing the 39th South. It was an open discussion. The county got involved. I know of many citizens at council level and individual citizens that got involved, but that was not a county issue. If we were a city, we would have had no more influence than the very voice of your individual voice protesting. As to the cement plant, that was a federal contract issued through UDOT for the reconstruction of 215. So while there are going to be times inside a city, inside the county, inside the state that we don't get our way, that is not to neglect the fact that you can call and protest and certainly clarify your position. That's the seat of the table that is the grassroots and fundamental issue of our democracy at any level.
Steve, thanks very much for the call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to Eloise from Canyon Rim. Eloise, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like some more definitive numbers on how much my property taxes and other taxes are going to go up to duplicate services that we already have from Salt Lake County. That's really nice. I'm basically against incorporating the little I know about it. And there are pros and cons to everything, but I want to know it comes down to a financial issue to me. And I think, you know, if you have a smaller council, then fewer people have a bigger voice than if you're doing the whole Salt Lake County. But if we break away from Salt Lake County is going to have to increase taxes on their people to make up the lost revenue. We're going to have to increase taxes in our area to duplicate services that we already have. So I'd just like to hear some more definitive numbers and over what time period and how much that will go up. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Eloise. Lamont, Tyler, I guess this goes to you for your best sales pitch. People are worried about how this is going to hit them in the wallet. So tell Eloise, what are the numbers? How much is it going to cost her on her tax bill?
The principal result of the feasibility study was that the current taxes that would come to the city of Mill Creek will cover the expenses for the current services provided. And that is the first year, and we're within the 105% rule. The issue that we take with the feasibility study is that they used a 1% increase in revenues and a 3% increase in expenses as the basis for the study. And, of course, if you're at 100% the first year and you increase the revenue by 1% and the expenses by 3%, it's going to go negative. We don't believe that's correct. We believe that was incorrect, and a recent recent study by the county auditor showed that the expenses and revenues will increase at about the same rate, not at such a disparative rate.
Nicole Dunn, just to make sure we've got the numbers right in front of us, will Eloise's taxes go up at all? According to the feasibility study, will they go up?
The feasibility study really doesn't look at that. What it looks at is, under the current scenario, does Mill Creek generate enough revenue to pay for the expenses of running a city. And what the feasibility study said is that in the first year, they have 100% of the revenue they need to pay for their services if they contract with those services back with the county. So right now, if they stay in the Unified Police Department, keep the same police services, if they stay in the UFA, and if they contract with Salt Lake County for public works services, it drops to 98%, which means they don't quite have enough revenue to pay for those services in the next year and over the next 5 years. So the question is, how would that be made up? One possibility that cities do have the possibility of implementing franchise taxes, which is a charge on your utility bills that counties don't have. Or, you know, what Lamont said, that you can hope that the sales tax will increase to cover that. So it really, as has been said, we can certainly look at other information, but according to the feasibility study, there is not quite enough revenue to cover the expenses in the future.
And to Eloise's second point about how this would affect other unincorporated areas, would their taxes go up if Mill Creek withdraws its tax base from the county budget?
Since the unincorporated area is now have in the police district and the fire district in the service area, and with joined with other municipalities, if Mill Creek stays in the police and fire district, there would be minimal impact on the remaining unincorporated county because we're now all in a police and fire service district together. If Mill Creek chooses to leave the fire and police district, there would be an impact not only on the unincorporated county but on the other cities that are part of the police and fire service district because of the economies of scale being in a larger service district together.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I'd like to hear final arguments. Put your best foot forward, gentlemen. How are you going to convince the voters this fall that you are right? Roger Dudley, you are against incorporation. Give us your pitch in a minute.
Based on the facts of the feasibility study, this city cannot afford to maintain the current level of services. The feasibility study is extremely clear that the way we bridge the gap is by increasing property taxes, assessing utility franchise fees, obtain grants and or loans from the federal government, state government, and county government to present a balanced budget. So we need all of those subsidies to keep our services as they are. We do have a voice at any of us can communicate with any government leader. So right now in the current economic time frame, we just simply can't afford the uncertainty, and we have no idea of who the elected officials are going to be and what their decisions. We're only making a quarter of the decision, but Mill Creek Incorporation is not financially viable to its residents.
And
Lamont
Tyler, you've got about 30 seconds.
Thank you. I disagree with Mr. Dudley. Mill Creek is financially viable. The feasibility study shows that we're financially viable the first year. If revenues and expenses go up at the same rate, we continue to be financially viable. That's been supported by a county auditor's report. And so we are financially viable without any tax increase. And
we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry. Lamont Tyler with Future of Mill Creek Association, Roger Dudley with Against Mill Creek Incorporation, and Nicole Dunn, Deputy Mayor of Salt Lake County. Thanks to all of you very much. We'll have links
on our
website, kcpw.org. Up next, a conversation with Utah's senior senator. But first, a break. This is City Views on KCPW.